They're in Salina right now, but we had an opportunity to catch them earlier this week as they prepare for the 4A state wrestling tournament. You have the 4A in the morning on Thursday and Friday, 4 through 1A girls on Thursday and Friday during the middle, and then it's the 3-2-1 in the afternoon and evening on Thursday and Friday, and everybody on Saturday. But had a chance to catch up with the wrestlers and Coach Dakota Hayes on Monday and get their thoughts as they head into state here this week.
Here with a couple of the Scott City senior wrestlers that were regional champions on Saturday. They'll be at the 4A regional or 4A state wrestling tournament coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Salina. Here is joined here first with the 175-pound regional champion and Houston Frank. Congratulations, Houston. Pretty good tournament for you. Came in as the number one seed and exited as the regional champion. And just to kind of get to that moment there where you were in the finals 3 years in a row, so you kind of knew what that moment was like for you, and you finally come out on top there. What was that like for you on Saturday?
Oh, it was definitely felt good to finally win one after losing two in a row. So,
well, and you expected to be there yet once again here this year, but you took care of your business there, and there were some upsets along the way on that bottom half, and I know probably anticipating things worked out, you thought maybe you'd get the Smoky Valley kid in the finals, but that didn't happen. And how tough was it maybe to kind of refocus as well, maybe thinking that you were going to have that kid in the finals?
Yeah, I was anticipating having the Smoky Valley kid, and I was watching his videos and everything, and to see him lose, I was like, oh man, who's this kid? But I looked at his track. You know, you can look at everything almost now, but and then I just realized that I just need to go out there and wrestle.
And the kid you had in the finals from McPherson didn't do a whole lot, and you could have it could have been a lot different situation had you lost your patience. Maybe you're cool, but how tough was that when he just kind of curled up in there and you're trying to do something?
You know, it is tough to be patient, but you just got to remember just to wrestle smart. And I could hear my coaches yelling at me, don't force anything. So I just made sure that I didn't do anything stupid.
Well, you go to state here again. I know your goal is to win it there, but what's kind of the mindset to go through state one final time?
See how well our team can do. You know, we've all got set up pretty well, so let's see what we can accomplish.
It's always going to be a fun experience. It's going to be a little different this year. It's going to be weird not having up to three matches in one day.
It is going to be weird. You know, but I think it'll be interesting since we're in the morning kind of deal. So I don't really know how that'll go over.
All right. Once again, it is 175-pound regional champion Houston Frank there. He'll be at state on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Congratulations and good luck to you coming up here over these next few days.
Thank you.
And now here we're going to be joined here with Tanner Gooden. He's a regional champion at 215 pounds, came in as a number two seed, finished out on top there. And congratulations. 215 was a pretty loaded weight class. There are a lot of kids that have been ranked in the state throughout the year. And kind of like with what we talked with Houston, your match ended up in the semifinals. It was a little bit of an upset there. Didn't anticipate that kid, but you were able to take care of business. And your finals match, you beat a pretty good a state placer from Wamego a year ago. And how'd you feel that your match overall with the Wamego kid went on Saturday?
I felt like my match went very well. I felt like I was in control and I was in charge. I was the one who was really doing the work. And I felt like that showed, with the exception of whenever I put myself to my back on a little sit-out that I did. But everything else, I felt like I was doing well. I was able to get out from bottom pretty well. I was holding him down, and I wasn't making anything terribly stupid besides the one mistake. And I felt like I did pretty well of just wrestling well.
And you had, I tell you, I think you about gave the coaches anxiety and everybody else anxiety toward the end of that third period. You guys were kind of locked up in kind of a bear hug type situation there, and he was going to go for the throw. You're going to go through the throw, and all of a sudden we're like, get away. But then he took him down right to his back. What was that moment like for you?
Well, I knew I was up by two, so he was going to have to try and go for a throw if he wanted to win. So I was just trying to stay in good position, waiting for him to throw something because I knew he was going to. And I've worked on it during practice whenever people try and throw me, just lower my hips, kind of basically drop right on top of them. And I did just that and avoided getting taken down, avoided losing the match.
Well, regional championship for you. You're back to state. You have that 1 year of experience from last year. What's it like, maybe a little different this time around compared to your first time at last year?
Well, I feel like my head is kind of on straight this time, whereas last time I'd go into matches kind of head just not where it needed to be. And like even at regionals last year, my last match, I feel like I could have won, but I went into it just tired, not really ready, not wanting to win, but just wanting to be done. And this year, I feel like I'm coming out with a better attitude, having my head on straight that I'm ready to come out and win and wrestle to the best of my ability.
Should be a good one for you here, Tanner, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4A State Wrestling, 215-pound regional champion from Scott City. Tanner Gooden, join me here. Congratulations and good luck to you at state.
Thank you.
Now here with Dakota Hayes, here is Scott City qualified six, a regional runner-up as a team. Coach, congratulations on the success on Saturday. You got six into the finals, and that's all you're going to be taking to the state there. But I know it's kind of a tough blood round, but overall, how'd you feel like your kids came out and wrestled on Saturday?
You know, I feel like they all came out really, really well. They all were seated pretty good. You know, even some of those ones that had a tough season this year, they came in, got a couple wins, and that's always big. You know, you look at somebody like Jerry, and he's taken his lumps this year, but he went out and got a couple wins at the regional tournament, which is always good. But I feel like, you know, yeah, we kind of got deflated a little bit in that consolation semifinals in that blood round, but you know, that's just part of it. Every match counts. Doesn't matter if you've beat them before or anything like that. You got to come out with your A game and you know, just get that win. Some of us fell short, but you know, the six guys that we got, I feel like they wrestled well, and you know, I think they're ready to put on a good show at state. So
we can start with our regional champions real quick. Trenton Frank, he came in as a three seed, and he knocked off a number two in the semis. The number one overall seed got knocked out in the semis and didn't qualify, and so it kind of left the door open. But he really had a outstanding tournament and set himself up pretty well at state.
Yeah, no, he wrestled his heart out. You know, that's a kid that was underweight by a lot last year, and now he's actually weighing 106, and he's shown everybody what he's capable of. You know, he's a kid that's got a low center of gravity and really doesn't put himself in too bad of positions, and when he needs to hit power moves, he can. But being able to take out, you know, everybody else that qualified underneath him, he had to wrestle each one of them. I mean, he beat the fourth place kid, he beat the third place kid, and then he beat his kid in the finals. And it's not very often you see that. But he wrestled really, really tough and did great things. So.
Well, then your other champions, seniors, they've been in that moment before. Houston mentioned that, you know, he'd been in the finals 3 years in a row, got that regional championship. And Tanner at 215 pounds got that regional championship as well. And they had some pretty good wrestlers in the finals there, and it was good to see them kind of take care of business.
Yeah, no, they both wrestled really, really smart. Again, put themselves in good positions and didn't try to force anything when they didn't need to. And in those tight matches right there, it's just, you know, survive and advance type thing. You know, coming in as a first-place kid is a heck of a lot better than coming in as a second-place kid. But they wrestled well and did what they needed to do and set themselves up for a good run at state. So.
Your three second-place finishers there, freshman and Matthew Wheeler at 126 pounds. And interestingly enough, that weight class was dominated by freshmen, and Matthew was second there. But kind of going with him, he had the Abilene kid before Christmas, got beat pretty bad there. But you had to it really showed his improvements. And even though he got beat by a major decision, it showed how much he's improved.
Yeah, no, he's improved a lot over the last couple months. You know, like you said, that was a freshman-loaded bracket, and he went up against another freshman, and he gave himself a couple opportunities. But you know, and at the end of the day, he still qualified and wrestled to the best of his ability, and that's all you can ask for.
Then at 150, Colin McDaniel didn't kind of know how far he was able to go just because of his injury, but he came up with a big upset in the semifinals and a big revenge there with the fall there. He caught the Wamego kid in a compromising position and took advantage of it. And I know he wrestled his best of his ability in that finals, but that shoulder just wouldn't let him.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that you hate to see a senior have to battle something like that, especially someone like Colin. But he's going to come out and he's going to wrestle to the best of his ability no matter what is in front of him. And so hopefully we can get him kind of geared up and able to find some safe, you know, areas where we can kind of keep that shoulder protected and hopefully send him out with another state medal. So.
And then at 165 pounds, Blaze Gosman, he really had a nice tournament, ran up against a veteran that's been to state 4 years and the Fitzmaier kid from Clay Center. But, you know, coming out of that bracket, number two seed and finish at number two and wrestled that kid pretty tough. He really showed a lot of positive signs in wrestling while pretty good, pretty well underweight.
Yeah, no, he came in, wrestled really, really tough. And you know, it's awesome to see that out of some of those sophomores. He competed well, you know, took advantage of the, you know, the three seed going down in the quarters and knew that was his time and that was his path to be able to punch that ticket to state. And he went out there and took care of business against the McPherson kid and kind of wadded him up you know, took his trip to the finals. So getting that experience as a sophomore, being able to get in there and be able to see that state tournament, because it's a completely different beast once you get there. But I feel like they all competed really well you know, especially Blaze, wrestled his heart out and gave himself a good opportunity. So
definitely a tough regional in a lot of those weight classes that you did qualify in. And now you get the state, some of them, it's their first time opportunity. What's kind of the mindset for them?
You know, going in, it's one of those things where, you know, you made it. So make the best of a good situation. And so go in there. It doesn't matter. Everybody's starting 0-0, and hopefully you can come in and make a good charge. Whether you drop a match or not, you know, top six gets a place. So go ahead and get done what you need to get done and wrestle as hard as you can and have fun.
Coach Dakota Hayes joining me here as we talk wrestling here. Of course, we got Haley. We talked about her last week as well, and she'll be in the middle session on Thursday. And Coach, good luck to you guys at state. Thanks again for the time. It's been a fun season so far, and you get one more weekend of it.
Yeah, we do, and I appreciate it. Thank you.